Opening the tap again, I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. President Biden will announce this afternoon his administration is taking another step to try and lower gas prices.
It will sell the final 15 million barrels of 180 million out of the strategic petroleum reserves promised months ago to help stabilize crude markets. The president also plans to buy back oil to restock the reserves when prices reach a lower level, around $70 a barrel.
Fox's Gernal Scott, the president will also push for oil companies to simply charge less because their profits are up. The president telling Democrats at a DNC meeting in Washington Tuesday they must highlight abortion rights heading into the midterm elections.
The only sure way to stop these extremist laws that are put in jeopardy women's health and rights is for Congress to pass a law.
And the president says the first piece of legislation he'll send to the next Congress is a bill to write abortion into federal law, but says he can only do that if Democrats maintain control on Capitol Hill. A published report says China has been buying U.S. hypersonic missile technology.
The Washington Post finding that Chinese military groups who are already on U.S. export control blacklists purchased advanced U.S. software. These products were developed by American companies and funded by the Pentagon. The software may have advanced the Chinese hypersonic missile programs by simulating wind tunnel conditions. U.S. Commerce Department officials who oversee export enforcement told Fox it's too early to tell whether these American companies knowingly violated the law. They are still studying the level of the aerodynamic simulation software sold to the Chinese front companies.
Fox's Jennifer Griffin at the Pentagon. The report says there have been more than 300 improper sales of U.S. technology to Chinese entities since 2019. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
FedEx has been delivered a reprieve from a lawsuit over a mass shooting because of a technicality.
Eight people were killed when a former employee opened fire at a FedEx ground facility in Indianapolis last year. Families of the victims sued FedEx and a security company, alleging negligence and failing to ensure a safe workplace. FedEx filed two motions to dismiss, one saying the company is divided into various corporations and therefore not responsible for the actions of a subsidiary. U.S. District Judge James Sweeney rejected the claim, but dismissed the lawsuit based on the second motion that the plaintiffs pled a workers' compensation case. Judge Sweeney explained the court does not have jurisdiction because the lawsuit falls under the Indiana Workers' Compensation Act. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
They didn't see it coming. The parents of the 15-year-old boy accused of killing five people last week in Raleigh, North Carolina, Alan and Elise Thompson, also saying in a statement they are overcome with grief for the innocent lives lost, including another son. The accused teen shooter remains in critical condition. The accused Stockton, California serial killer has now been charged with three of the six murders which he's suspected.
Wesley Brownlee, the 43-year-old of Stockton, suspected of six fatal shootings, charged with three counts of murder and firearms offenses.
We would like to remind the public that this investigation is ongoing, and in no way does our charging determination today end or conclude this investigation.
San Joaquin District Attorney Tori Verber Salazar. Brownlee, a truck driver not charged in connection with the fatal shootings of three other men in Stockton, one in Oakland, and the shooting of a Stockton woman who survived. Though the district attorney says he was arrested with a gun of a similar caliber used in those crimes, explaining more charges are likely as officials process evidence. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.